Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Former soldier Cathal Crotty was jailed for 2 years in the Court of Appeal yesterday for his brutal attack on Natasha O'Brien. The three-judge panel overturned the sentence imposed in the Circuit Court last year following an appeal by the DPP, who argued the original three-year fully suspended sentence was unduly lenient. A short time ago, I spoke with Natasha O'Brien and asked her, given the media attention on her and the case and what was at stake, to describe her experience of the Court of Appeal yesterday.
Yeah, oh my goodness, Cormac. It was just a total shock. And I was just completely overwhelmed. I really didn't expect the results. I didn't expect the appeal to be accepted, and I did not expect the judges to make such incredible comments. I know when I walked into court 6 months ago down in Limerick into the Circuit Court, I'd been notified 5 days prior, and they had asked would I like to write a victim impact statement, and I just felt, you know, I living in this country and reading so many headlines and seeing so many suspended sentences and sentences that just don't reflect the crimes committed and do not send the right message to society. They just send out the message that they just wave a green flag for violence.
And we know, and listeners will know, that initial sentence in was a three-year suspended sentence.
Fully.
And So how did you feel then walking into the Court of Appeal yesterday? So much media attention on you and on the case and on your activism, if I may use that word. Like, what was it like walking into the Court of Appeal?
I mean, I'm just going to reflect back to June, walking out of that courthouse in June after watching my attacker walk free with a fully suspended sentence. And there was a reporter from the Limerick Leader, our local newspaper in Limerick, and he simply asked me would I answer a few questions and could he video me. And I was so full of adrenaline and frustration and anger and pain and I was just full of turmoil. And so I just kind of wasn't even thinking. I was like, yeah, well, ask me whatever you want. I don't care. And, you know, the question I remember he asked me was, do you feel there was justice today? And that just set me off. I was just thinking, he was in that courtroom. How on earth could he even ask me something like that? Mm. So it just totally set me off, guns blazing. And I assumed that was going to maybe, you know, be a report in the local newspaper. And maybe there might be a few people from Limerick might at some stage go, oh, I heard about that. Oh, Jesus, sorry now for that. Mm. But that's all I expected. And so I was totally overwhelmed by the total public outrage across the country.
But it's still difficult to walk into the Court of Appeal, isn't
Absolutely.
It? With your attacker there. I mean, was there any acknowledgement or words between you? Or
no, there was nothing. No, there was nothing at all. No, I did my best to totally avoid. And, you know, victim support at court, they have kind of a quarters in the criminal courts in Dublin. And so I was able to stay there in that, you know, they have private rooms for victims and families, and they also have a common room and tea and coffee, and their volunteers will come to court with you. So I had one of the victim support at court volunteers with me.
Okay.
So, you know, it was really nice to go straight in there in the morning. They have a private lift for victims and everything. So,
okay.
You know, I just went straight there.
Okay.
And, you know, only in when I had to go. But I really went in yesterday, and I did not expect any sort of result, a satisfactory result. I went in there with my tail between my legs, just fearing the worst, you know, because walking into court 6 months ago, I had so much hope in my heart that, you know, the judge is going to hear me when I say this, because how could you not? You know, how could you overlook all of the evidence and all of the, you know, this seriousness and the gravity of the crime? And how could you overlook the victim begging for justice for society? You know, how could you overlook that? And it was. So then yesterday, I just felt, you know, I haven't seen any change at all in the system. I've seen, you know, the public and the media hold politicians and government account, try to attempt to hold them accountable. And, you know, I have met with a number of different politicians from all parties. And I think, you know, it was a collective thing that, you know, it was very universal. It wasn't political at all, that, you know, we do need to prevent violence and we do need to protect victims. But I didn't see any actual material action taken. So yesterday, I had no hope at all. I was just going in expecting to be terribly disappointed and continue on with my fight and battle for, you know, justice.
Okay, but if that was your mindset going in, Natasha, when the judge passed down a sentence of prison, jail for 2 years, what was your reaction? How did you feel then?
I just felt totally, totally overwhelmed. It was just so shocking. I just couldn't actually believe that, you know, I could not believe that the courts were seriously reflecting the gravity of the offence and were seriously acknowledging the impact on the victim's life and denying so many mitigating circumstances and just how they were given, just they totally denied the weight that was given to all the different mitigating circumstances that the judge had given 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just a total, I could not believe it. I actually could not believe it.
Really?
I was crying coming out of the courtroom. You know, it was just, oh my goodness, I can't even, like, it's just incredible. Mm. But I really do think that yesterday's decision, it reflected the importance, like, and the strength and power that we all have as individuals when we all come together and when we highlight and consistently demand that the systems that are intended to protect the public actually do that. Mm-hmm. And yesterday was a reflection of that. The system, you know, because the appeal hearing went on for around 2 hours and there was a lot of over and back, but the main subject and the main focus was public deterrence, deterring the public, but that public deterrence and having a sentence reflect that and that message sends to society and how dangerous it is for these really, really weak lights, fully suspended sentences that do not deter at all from crime and just enable and wave a green flag. And so yesterday was the judges, the courts putting their foot down. And, you know, I know Justice Kennedy, she said when handing the sentence down, she said that, you know, violence on our streets is far too common. I'm paraphrasing her, but she was saying that, you know, it's just totally, I see it all the time. And, you know, and every man and every woman deserves to walk down our streets and feel safe and deserves to feel safe in this country wherever they are. And, you know, and so we need, you know, so it was so important that a sentence reflects that and does deter.
Well, violence on the street is far too common and I know you were paraphrasing, but is powerful from a judge. But I think you yourself outside the court said something extremely powerful. You said you were in shock, but you were accompanied by your mother, I think I should say. But here's what I found impacting. You said that for the first time in an Irish court, you felt seen and heard and acknowledged. And that's something, isn't it, for a victim of a crime like that?
I did. We went back into the courtroom at 3 o'clock yesterday to hear the decision, and it went on for quite a while. There was a lot to reflect on, and you know, the judges went into great detail into, you know, all aspects of this, and there were so many aspects of, you know, this crime and the impact it had on me that were totally and completely overlooked 6 months ago. And it was all emphasized yesterday. And so I was just so emotional. I was crying and holding back tears, because just to hear a judge physically define the impact on a victim, you know, Judge Kennedy said that, you know, the sentencing judge in June gave undue weight to the mitigating factors. And, you know, she spoke a lot about how it was there was no necessity, there was no necessity to be placing so much importance on an offender's career and job. And, you know, and there are some mitigating factors for a career when the accused might have some dependents. But, you know, this is a young person and they have no dependents, and their career was in the Irish Army. So the justice did actually acknowledge that that's actually a position of power. You know, that's mm-hmm. not, you know, that's actually, it's actually more serious to protect that sort of employment, and it should be absolutely not a mitigating factor at all. Mm-hmm. So Miss Justice Kennedy said, people should be entitled to walk the streets at night without fear, whether alone or in the company of others. She said attacks on males and females were far too common, and it was necessary that they be punished in an appropriate manner to communicate society's deprecation of such conduct and to deter others from behaving in a similar manner. She said the judge failed to impose a sentence which would do that. And that was the most emotional moment for me, because that is everything that I have been screaming and shouting and campaigning about, and, you know, begging for the courts to hear and begging for the justice system and the Minister for Justice to listen. And Judge Kennedy described the attack as a brutal, unprovoked assault on a defenceless woman in a situation where she had asked a man to refrain from using homophobic insults against another man. She said Crotty reacted in an appalling manner, viciously assaulting Miss O'Brien, myself. And she said the attack could have had even more serious consequences were it not for a good Samaritan who intervened. And none of that was acknowledged in the first sentencing. They didn't acknowledge that he wasn't stopping. It was another man that stopped him from a much more serious, mm-hmm. you know, circumstance.
And that resonated. Fatality. That resonated with you quite clearly. Can I ask you finally then? And I know some of this evidence was heard in court yesterday before the resentencing. Let's say what you're living with still, the consequences of it, the therapy that you're still attending. Can you explain to people briefly the effect it's still having on you, this attack?
Well, I mean, like, I could never possibly have imagined, Cormac, that 2.5 years ago, you know, that one night 2.5 years ago would have caused such, you know, obviously it was so traumatic and obvious, you know, but I had no understanding of how long and painful this entire process would truly be, and how I've had to fight every day for my life to be considered worth, you know, and mm-hmm. fight every day for, you know, the pain and trauma caused to me to be seen and heard, and, you know, and it's been such a difficult journey and such a long, long, difficult journey, and I never ever believed that it would ever be over. And just to be able to close that chapter now, mm-hmm. yesterday, it's just so I can't explain how it just feels. There's no words.
It's
there's
beyond
no words,
words
for how it,
I understand.
It's beyond words.
Yeah, I wish you the very, very best, and I know we'll talk very soon again.
And I'm Natasha, sure we will, Cormac.
Natasha O'Brien, you're great. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a million, Cormac.